Welcome to the 20th day of Advent, December 22nd, 2017. Today's scripture is Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Today's devotional is written by the Reverend James W. Kirk, of Valencia Presbyterian Church in Valencia, Pennsylvania. Most of us who read the Psalms recognize that these words written by David touch and connect to whatever emotions we experience daily or seasonally. It seems that every Advent season is a time of waiting and a time of hope, as these two themes surround us. I've always had more trouble with the waiting than with the hope. As children, I think most of us had trouble waiting for things. The end of the school year, the summer vacation trip, birthday parties, or the end of this season, Christmas. As adults, I think most of us still have trouble waiting, even though we have improved that skill. The fact that we have lived in an instant reward, fast food, IM world for some time hasn't helped. In fact, this impatience has filtered into our faith lives so much that somehow, someday, we might realize we are missing God's purpose for the wait. In Psalm 130, David reminds us of the wait, the hope, and why we should be patient. The truth is that we wait for the divine redemption from the only one who can provide it. What if that redemption is already beginning during the wait? I discovered this quote: "The secret of patience is to do something else in the meantime." Anonymous. Meantime, during this Advent season, take your mind off the wait to do those other things that David refers to, the crying out to the Lord and the dwelling in his word. Let us pray. Lord God, waiting for you can be so difficult for us. We have waited and are waiting to be prepared to receive you in your word. Help us to cry out to you out of whatever depths we find ourselves as we wait. Every day, even now, remind us of your hope in Jesus Christ. Amen.